Hi, this is Jerry, a certified credit specialist with the Credit Pros.
Hi.
My name is Gladys. I'm calling to, I got re referred by a friend of mine. I wanted to see how you can help me with clean up my credit.
Okay, perfect. Now you did reach the right spot. Now, let's see here. Let's see. You said Gladys, right?
Yes.
Let's see,
I'm her daughter,
Gladys.
actually. I'm calling for her.
Okay. Let's see. Phone number 917-214-4473.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, if you don't mind me asking, like, what motivated you or into taking the first step into improving your credit score? Was it, are you looking like you're planning
Purchasing
on, I'm sorry?
a home.
That's,
Purchasing a home.
But I was gonna say, so yes. Now, good thing you are aware that, in order for you to get apply for approved for a rental on home, that you do have to have a good credit standing. So it is required that you have a good score. Now, do you know what your score is at the moment?
It's about ranging between 620 and 619.
Not bad. It's average. It's definitely not that bad. I've seen the worst. Now, the lowest score you can get is actually a 300, so that's not bad. Now, minimum required is at least a 690 to a 700, okay? 710. And so let's see. You're actually not that far away, pretty much there. Now, do you have any like issues with like late payments, collections, repossessions, student loans, medical bills?
Yeah, a couple well, that's probably more what I'm calling on, probably more credit cards and probably a couple of late payments.
Okay, so let's see. My computer's super slow. I'm waiting for your profile to actually show up here so I can go ahead and request a soft copy of your report to see exactly what is it that's being reported and what may be affecting your credit, okay? This will not affect your credit score in any way since this is just going to be a courtesy call, okay? So I'm just waiting for the system to actually load, though. Amazing how slow it is today. Okay. Now, would this be the first time that you apply for a loan, or have you applied before with generally with another company?
This would be the first time.
First time?
Actually, I applied and I because of the credit wasn't up to par, they were not able to issue a mortgage.
Okay. How long ago was that?
Today.
Okay. Then you should have the information here already. So let's see. Now, is this the only number that you have? Is this the number you used when you applied?
Yes.
Let's see. And we're gonna go ahead and create this information here. Now you said you were a friend of yours referred you, right?
Right.
Okay, nice. So that's good. We can go ahead and get her a $50 discount for referring me.
Okay.
Okay, now can you go ahead and confirm your first, last name, and home address, please?
Okay, hold on. Gladys Gerard.
Gladys, and that's GLA.
DYS.
DYS?
Yeah, DYS. Gladys.
Last name?
Gerard, GARRAUD.
GARR?
AUD.
AUD?
Yes.
Rod. Okay. And email address?
Gladys, Gerard@gmail.com.
Okay. Glad. GLADYS.
The same last name.
At gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Email.
thoughts on.
Okay, and your number is 917-214-4473, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, let's go here. Okay. There we go. Perfect. Now we can go ahead and start. That is Gerard. There you go. Now, do you have a middle initial?
No.
No? Okay, perfect.
No, Gerard. No.
Now, can you go ahead and verify your physical address for me, please?
445 West, 153 Suite, Apartment 6AA, New York, New York, 10031.
Okay, so I'm sorry, but you're like cutting in and out, so I can barely understand. I just got 12 at the street name, so. Now, do you have like a good reception? Because it was cutting out real bad.
Okay, 445 West.
445.
West. 153 Suite.
Eight.
New York, New York.
Got it.
Yeah, apartment 6AA, come Apple. Zip code 10031.
10031. 10031.
Yes, 10031. Got it. Yes, correct.
Yeah. So the apartment, what number was the apartment?
6AA, A come Apple, double A.
6AA?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to go ahead and confirm the address here. Make sure it's the same one we have on file. And let's see, validating. There it is. Okay, now we already got the email and phone number. Now, to grant us access to your credit summary, can you go ahead and provide me with, well, can you confirm your social security number and date of birth, please?
My social is 053-88-6427.
And date of birth?
12/15/1971.
December 15th of 1971?
Yeah, December 15th, yeah.
Yes, so Sagittarius, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
You too?
Yes, I was born on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day.
Oh.
7th of December, okay. Well, actually from 85 though. Let's see now,
okay.
With your permission, I'm going to go ahead and request a soft copy of your credit report, okay?
Okay.
Now, they're going to ask me to go over some authentication questions here with you. Now, these are questions that only you would know the answers to, okay?
Okay.
So, first question, let's see here. I'm waiting for it to load. Now, according to your credit profile, says here, you may have opened a mortgage loan in or around March of 2021. Would this apply to you? Have you?
2021, just.
Yes.
I don't got it.
Nobody to apply.
No.
No mortgage? Nope, it doesn't apply,
no.
Right?
No.
Perfect. Correctly answered. Now it says here, which of the following represents the last four digits of your primary checkings account number? Now, this is the last four digits. Okay, we have a set of four of them here. Now we have 7336, 7345, 7354, or 7363, or none of the above.
Four digits of your checking account.
My checking account?
the number, and then you can.
Yes, the last four digits.
It's 2-8.
Okay, so none of the above. Perfect. And what county does your address fall into? Would it be Westchester County, Lewis County, New York County, or Herkimer County?
New York County.
Perfect. And it says you currently or previously resided on one of the following streets. Now, would it be Palisade Street, Richfield Street, Amsterdam Street, or Gateshead Street?
Amsterdam Street.
Perfect.
No. Did you live on Amsterdam Street?
Yeah, before I live in Amsterdam Street. Yeah.
Okay, yes, before.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, before I live. Yes, Amsterdam. Yeah.
Now, can you tell me what city have you previously lived in? We have Alberta, New York, Lillian, or Wilmer.
New York.
Perfect. Here we go. Okay, so I'm waiting for it to load here. Okay, now, Gladys, right now your current score is at a 612.
Okay.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah. Okay.
So, the last time that you checked it, what do you remember it being?
619.
Okay. So with Equifax or TransUnion, or is it Experian?
Experian.
Okay. Yes. So yeah, all three credit bureaus, they know they don't report the exact same number, but you know, this it's averaged out to what it is. Now, right now, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take a quick look at it, at what is being reported. I'm just trying to see if I can find anything that may be affecting your credit or keeping you from going forward. Okay. So let's just bear with me here real quick while I take a quick look, and I'll be right back with you. Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your patience, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
Let's go. Let's see. I'm going to get the... I'm requesting access to your detailed information. That way I can tell you exactly where the what's on your report, you know? Make sure you get the accurate information.
Okay.
Here we go. Gladys. Perfect. So do I have... Yep, I do have the report right here. Now, it says here with Equifax, you have 6 negative accounts. Now, you have... one with Apple Card, GS Bank. I think it's you opened this on the July 7th of 2021 for a balance of $1,897. You have a credit limit on this card for $1,500. This was currently closed, but is still reporting as negative account here on your report. You also have another one for Macy's Citibank, June 3rd, 2021, for a balance of $448. You have a credit limit.
The Macy's card, she said she paid that off.
I'm paying Macy's. Okay. Today I finished paying Macy's.
She finished paying perfect. It today.
Now, she has a credit limit of 600. This was currently closed. So it's already been sent to...
What's the card?
Macy's Citibank.
Oh, Macy's Citibank. Okay. Uh-huh.
This one says here is currently closed. So they sent this to collections, I think.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah.
And you have,
she's been paying the collection people.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's already been to collect. Okay, so good. Now we have one for Community Bank, December 5th of 2016. This was closed as well. Another one for the same
Community
bank.
What company? Does it say which company for the Community
Bry
Bank?
Lane.
Bryant Lane. Lane Bryant. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's closed. It's and that one's currently closed as well. Established October 16th of 2014. You have one for Fortiva MC T-Bomb, October 8th, 2021. Are you familiar with this
what
one?
What is that? What card is that?
Fortiva MC. I don't know what this is for, but it says T-B-O-M, T-Bomb.
No.
Not sure what this is about, but it was on October 8th of 2021 for a credit limit of 1,785. This has already been transferred. Now, the only open account that you have is Guinness Inc. CPU. Are you familiar with them?
What code is that?
It says Guinness, Ginnys Inc. /
Hold on,
CPU.
Hold on. You said, spell it for me again, G U?
No, G I N N Y S. Guinness Incorporation or something like that. For C.
This is the every month payment.
This is
currently.
This one is good, you said, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's currently open. This one was established July 26th of 2014.
Yeah, that one said it's good.
Long time ago. Actually, the most of these should like this one, there's two, three, like at least three of these accounts should already been removed, right? Due to statute
of
limitations.
Right, because they're old. Exactly.
Yes. Now what I'm gonna do here is I'm gonna go ahead and mark these for disputes. We're gonna target them with the aggressive dispute letters to all three credit bureaus. Now, let me go ahead and see what's being reported as positive here.
Okay.
Awesome. You do have 13 accounts here on that are reporting as positive credit to your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
The first one I see, you have one with City One, Credit One Bank, opened on October 14th of 2019. A balance of 659, credit limit 900 is currently open, reporting positive. Next one is Midnight. I don't know what this is about. November 6, 2018, for a balance of 411. Credit limit 900, currently open. Monroe in Maine for March 31st of 2016. Balance 94. Credit limit 1,300, currently open. 7th Avenue, November 6th, 2013. We have a balance of 61.
Yeah.
Limit 1,150, currently open as well.
So he's talking about the good credit that you have. The good.
Yeah, these are the good credits. These are good. But, you know, now you have 7th Avenue, have November 6, 2013. Balance of 61, limit 1,150, open. Ashrow, I don't know what this is about. And you have, it was established on August 14th of 2021. Zero balance, credit limit 750, currently opened as well. Finger Hut Web Bank, May 4th of 2010. Balance, no, $0, limit 400. This one's already closed, but it's still reporting as positive credit here on your report, so that's good. Card service, don't know what this is from. July 20th of 2006, this is the oldest one. Limit of 500, currently closed as well. Macy City Bank, another one. This one's currently closed. You have a credit limit of 100, and this was November 21st of 2008. Montgomery Wards Card, May 16th of 2017. Credit limit 1,200, opened currently. And Gap. The Gap.
Uh-huh.
You have one for the Gap here. This was currently closed as well for October 24th of 2011 when it was established. So all these are actually the good credits that are reporting positive credit to your report. So that's good. You want to keep them there, you know? Even though there's some that should already been removed, you know, but you don't want to leave them there. They're still reporting positive.
Correct. Right.
Now, let's go ahead and see how many inquiries that you have here. Now, it currently says you have 5 hard inquiries. Are you familiar with these?
How long ago are they?
Okay, the most recent one was the 6th of March, 2023.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, so they just did a hard pull on your report. The last one was 18th of November, 2021 with Bank of Missouri. You have one for November 1st of 2021, CBNA, September 19th of 21, Community Capital. And August 8th of 21, Capital One Bank, USA. So all these are the ones that are being reported here. Now, normally the Hard inquiries, they do stay on your report for 2 years, right? So they only affect one of the years that has been reported.
So the 2021, they should be coming off soon. So they win 2023.
That is correct. That's what I've mentioned to you. So what we can do here is also I'm gonna check them down for aggressive dispute. And I'm gonna challenge these items with all three credit bureaus. That way they can clear out this information for us. And get your credit score back to where it used to be. So if you had
because pretty much once that gets cleared up, the credit can hike up though, right?
That's correct. So you do have a 612 right now. So that's 50 points less, because every time they pull your report, it takes 10 points off. So that's 50.
Right.
50, 60. So that would leave you at a 662, which is not bad, you know.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. Okay, good.
So the minimum required right now is just a 690. So you're just about there, right? So you just need a little boost. Now, let's see here. I'm going to go ahead and just get this copy sent out to you. That way you have a copy for yourself. TransUnion, not reporting nothing yet. So it still hasn't sent the information from Experian either. Now, let's see. What else is being reported here? Okay, wow. Now, hard inquiries, 5 correct. Those are the same ones that you have here. Now, you have a number, total of 22 minor delinquent accounts. These would be accounts that are past due for more than 2 weeks. You have 3 major derogatory trade lines. So these are accounts that are past due for 1 month. And you're at a percentage of trades ever delinquent, the available in your overall credit availability. Says here you've already used 32%, which is good. You want to keep it at that number, right? You don't want to raise it or lower. It's going to affect if you do so. That's perfect. You want to keep it there. Now, you have zero. Okay, how come here says you have zero collections items? That's good. Zero amount in collections. That's even better. Total number of trades ever delinquent, you have 6. Now, these would be accounts that are past due for more than 90 days. Okay. Now, are you familiar with any of this?
Hello?
Are you familiar with any of this? Like, is this correct, or do you think some of it is misleading, inaccurate, or outdated?
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah.
So the ones that are outdated are the ones from 2016, 2012, and 2014. So already check them out here, put a check mark on them, so we can go ahead and dispute those. Now. I don't see anything else though that could be affecting your credit. Just those 6 5 hard inquiries and those 6 negative accounts here, which are all closed already, but still reporting as negative. Now, based on what I see, you know, you do qualify for one of our programs, which is made to quickly help you establish a positive credit history and score. Now, are you currently employed, retired, Social Security?
Employed. I'm 20.
Perfect. Okay. Now, the program that you do qualify for would be the Success Plus program. Now, this is a 3-step restoration program to where first we identify the negative accounts here that are affecting your credit like we just did. And we send them out with targeted dispute letters to all 3 credit bureaus at the same time, challenging those negative items. Now, they will have 30 to 45 days to report the outcome. If they do not, then we will be forced to use the FCRA law, which helps us force the deletion of any misleading information from your report as if it never existed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
okay.
While we're clearing out the negative items, you know, we also provide you with a $5,000 trade line. Now, this is for you to actually start establishing positive payments and positive credit, right? So, are you familiar with what a trade line is?
No.
No? How about a line of credit?
Yeah.
Okay, basically the same thing. The only difference is that you don't get a credit card. So, that means you can't use it to buy gas or fast foods. Now, this is to be used only online. Now, you can only make online purchases with nationalcreditdirect.com, where you can purchase anything from smartphones, plasmas, maybe furniture, jewelry, shoes, clothes, anything you would like to purchase, you can do so and use that to report positive credit and to Experian each month. So every month you make a payment, you will be reporting to Experian as positive credit, which essentially will help you.
Does she have to do that?
Actually, no, she doesn't have to do it, but this is recommended to help her just establish some positive payment history and improve. She needs to get a positive credit score. So she's at a 690, so that's not bad. Now with this program, she can definitely reach the goal and in no time. Okay, now.
I think the main thing is to help clean up the credit, and I think afterwards, then she'll think about getting
Okay, perfect.
the other thing you're saying.
So let's go ahead and get you. Let me see if I can get a different plan that'll be a lot more economical for you, okay?
Right.
So let's see here. Now, as you mentioned that she received Social Security income, right?
No, no, no,
No,
no.
no.
She's paying for everything herself.
Okay. Now let's
She's
see here.
renting.
She's renting?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so let's see if I can get you a different, nicer offer than this. You don't need the trade line, right? You just need to clear out that is correct. That's all you need actually to clear out the negative items here. And we have just the program for you. So let's go ahead and I'm gonna explain to you which one it is. Now, you do qualify for the Prosperity Package. Now, this is an unlimited program, meaning that it doesn't matter how many negative items you may have or that you want us to attack. We will send out all disputes to all three credit bureaus targeting those negative items. Now, you also have instant access to your very own portal so that you can track your progress in this program, okay? And you can also verify your risk scores at any time. You have access to your summary 24/7 any day of the week without it affecting your credit. Okay. Now,
Okay.
like I mentioned, this is well, since you mentioned that you requested one that will only help you dispute the negative items, this will be the perfect program for you because that's the only thing it does. It does knock out those negative items using the FCRA law, which helps us force the deletion of any misleading information from your report as if it never happened. And you do have access to your client portal. Okay, this is the same thing that you do. That's where you're going to keep track of your progress. Any notification that you would need from us, you will be receiving it there. And today, this program actually can get you started for just 119. No long-term obligations. You can opt out as soon as you have the credit score you desire. Now, if the 119 would be an issue, I can also get a discounted price for you. Okay, so you can take advantage of the program so you can clear out those negative items so you can get your points back. Now,
She would like a more discounted price.
I'm sorry.
You said you could get her into the, because she was ready to sign up for the plan, and if you could get her for a better price, that would be good.
Yes, we can actually do that. Now, so 119 right now would be the enrollment fee. So what I could do for her, that way you can actually take advantage of the program, is I can go ahead and postpone the full enrollment fee here for the next 2 weeks. That way you have enough time to sort things out and get everything situated. Now, I can get the ball rolling for her today for just $12.95.
Okay.
Okay, so
Yes.
that'll send out the disputes, challenging the negative items here on your account to all three credit bureaus. And I will also be activating your client portal, and I would help you create the password for it as well. Okay, so you want to go ahead and get started on this program that way, right?
Correct. Yes.
Perfect. So let's go ahead and get you started here real quick. So that would be for me. Gladys, this is correct. And it would be 12.95 for the 119, 12.95. Perfect. Now I'm going to go ahead and postpone the full enrollment fee for the next 2 weeks, which would be on the 20th. Is that good for you? Does that work for you?
Okay, yep.
Perfect. Now, if you should need more time, feel free to call in the customer service and we can get you another extension, okay?
Okay.
So let's see here. Now, what would you be using? Would it be a Visa, debit, credit, Master? Visa?
Hold on. She's coming.
Sure, take your time.
Okay.
Okay.
Debit card.
Credit?
Yes,
credit debit.
Okay, it's you ready?
Ready when you're ready.
Credit is a Visa. I'm going to use it as a credit. 44.
Okay.
The first number is 44.
Mm-hmm.
82. 33. 00. 89. 728828.
Okay. And expiration date?
0225.
And the last three on the back of the card?
709.
Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to go ahead and read to you our credit card disclosure, which basically says we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $12.95 to be charged today. The standard procedures dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I mentioned, I already went ahead and scheduled the enrollment fee for the 20th of this month and
mm-hmm.
Every 20th after that, okay? So any questions or concerns
what
before
is
I process?
Okay. What's the monthly payment for her?
Yes, that would be 119.
Okay.
Like right now, she's just going to get started on the program for just $12.95. So I gave her 2 weeks
okay.
to actually bring that up and then make the payments. Okay, but she can. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and give her access to the client portal. I'm going to help her set up
uh-huh.
the password and activate the program.
Uh-huh.
Make sure everything gets started today. Okay. So.
Okay.
Once the payment goes through, you will be receiving an email and a text message from the Credit Pros. Can you let me know when you receive it?
Your email, you have an email to your phone?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm going to check her email address right now.
Okay. Okay, says it was successful and welcome to the program. Now you should have already received the text message and email.
Oh, you said text or message or email?
Both. Text message
she
and
got
an
the,
email.
Okay, she got the text.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and open up the text. She's going to see a blue highlighted link there. Okay, she needs to click on that.
Mm-hmm. Doing it right now. Hold on.
She's going to verify the information, make sure everything's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And once it loads, you'll see that it's going to say, I agree, and continue. She clicks on that, and she's going to confirm all the information there, make sure nothing's wrong. And if it is, she can actually update that right there for me. And it's going to ask you to...
Check out your last name, Gladys, last name number.
G-A... She spelled it for me, G-A-R-R-A-U-D.
Yes. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure she got it.
Mm-hmm. Now, when she clicks on agree and continue, let me know when she gets to the part where it's going to ask her to create a password, okay?
Okay, so we're just moving along
mm-hmm.
through the
yep.
verification.
Perfect. Just take your time.
what really was the message.
I think when just make you think we're all alone.
Do you guys have an app now? You guys still don't have an app?
Yes, that's what I sent you through the email. Right now, when you open the email, it's gonna help. It's gonna redirect you to the Google Play, so you can download the Credit Pros app.
So she's able now. We're looking at all the credit, her whole credit profile with all her stuff in it.
Yes. Now she's gonna go ahead and click on the ones that she identifies as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable. Okay.
We did that. Okay. We did that. We're currently at the credit score. We're on the credit score page.
Okay. So, did you look through all each and every one of those accounts?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. And you did click on the ones that you don't recognize, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and right now, do you see anything that says "Okay, got it"?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it should say "Welcome to the Credit Pros."
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
perfect.
Where we are.
Perfect. Now just go ahead and stay right there, and I'll be right back with you here real quick. Just bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see. And here we go. Now, the next thing I need to do here is I'm going to have to go ahead and transfer you over to our auto credit advisor. This would be Ace. Now, he's just going to verify that I inserted all your information incorrectly and that I'm not missing anything. And
uh-huh.
It is very important that you do listen to the entire message, which would only take no more than 2 minutes. It's important for your account to be fully set up, okay? So be sure that you do listen
okay.
to the entire message. And right now, I just want you to stay online and do not hang up for the transfer, okay? Just bear with
okay.
me here while I get you transferred over to them. That way, you can get started on this program.
Okay.
Right there. I'm going to be transferring you over to them right about now. Well, it was a pleasure assisting you today. Thanks for signing with me on the line, and welcome to the Credit Pros. I'm transferring you right now, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.